As the Astros prepare to return home and face the Cleveland Guardians, who about a week or two, well, a month ago, we looked at that. This was going to be what looked to be a potential playoff matchup, a tough series coming up. Oh, the Guardians have really just nosedived. They've lost 10 in a row, and six and 24 in their last 30. So that's a big time struggle. Cleveland is they're coming in. Joe Espada, our guy Will Conkle, spoke with other media members with the captain Joe Espada. He said asked if he thinks their all-star shortstop Jeremy Peña will play before the all-star break. Captain Joe just said, "I'm not going to answer that." There's some dusty in him.
Yeah, they look.
There it is.
That's what the hell I'm talking about, Joe Espada. About damn time you learn.
Number one, right there.
That's look, that's number one. Hey, becoming a manager.
If I'm trying to do the best I can.
I hear you, Joe. And look, I know you. I know you got some forces above you that are pushing against you with some of the misinformation or conflicting information. This is well done, Joe.
That's it. I'm not going to answer that.
That's well done, Joe.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, it should be a no-brainer for you, Joe. How many times are you going to let him get you?
Yeah, no, they ain't going to tell me, though. I'm not telling you nothing until I see him walk out there. I'm not telling you nothing. So,
Jeremy, I wonder if it's Steinbrenner who is it? Boris yeah, and Scotty Boris and Jeremy Peña going, "Hey, Joe, hey, Dana, hey, trainers, I'd appreciate it if y'all didn't mention my name one time along with injury, once. Injury, recovery, rehab, where I'm at, what the hell I'm doing."
Yeah.
If that's just Joe learning.
I ain't telling you. That's what Joe should keep saying. I'm not telling
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, 100%.
No. I mean, it's not, you know.
And I'd like to know.
I was about to say, now, and for our job, what Joe brings to the table sometimes is helpful.
No, ain't no doubt.
Dana, you come on out. Dana's going to say enough for it all. That would be my approach anyway. If I was the manager of the Astros,
ask Dana.
I don't think I need to go into that.
Hey,
because Dana's coming.
Would you say is Jeremy Peña playing for the All Star break? When is Dana going on? Dana's on Tuesdays at 4:00. Y'all listening
to that? Hell, man, you know.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Yeah, you're going to keep it a little bit more real, man.
I just saw him on TV up there speaking to me. It must be today.
I'm keeping it HIPAA. I'm doing.
Hey, Dusty. Like, look, Dusty had that thing figured out, didn't he?
Oh, man.
Dusty was like, "Y'all ain't making no fool of me."
Well.
Oh, man, I ain't going to tell you. Yeah, you're going to be back soon. Okay. There, they was playing that song and dance with him on how quick Lance is going to be back.
Yeah,
he'll be back.
Get on the mound, little fuck.
HIPAA. Shout out to Johnny Dusty. All right. Honestly, man, I'm looking at this weekend series, and I mean 29-6.
Yeah,
29-6. They dominated. What many people, even after that three game series, what many people believe is the best team in baseball. And you kind of hit on this a little earlier, because there's just so much to take from the thing, Clint, is you look at, all right, the lineups that the Astros had to put out. Like, what's more impressive, the 26? Yeah, I know 18 came in one, but still, they're over five in the other two. But the 26 or the 29, excuse me, or the six in three games against the old Ohtani, Betts, and Freddie Freeman right off the rip. Three batters every single day.
And then,
you know, their catcher, Will Smith, is an all-star. And Hernandez is really, really good. Like, that lineup, that ain't a lineup you hold down in L.A. for six runs.
Yeah.
And Hunter Brown didn't pitch. Right? So, like, that's
Hunter Brown didn't pitch, and Framber gave up four of the six.
And that was the worst start.
Was it four he gave up?
He gave up four in six innings. Gusto gave up one run, and Lance gave up one run. And Lance, and Lord knows, Lance has given it up a couple of times this year. Go see Cincinnati, go see Washington. And that, so I don't even know which one's more impressive to me, the six or the 29. Because I can say that of the six, that lineup with those guys pitching, But I can also say of the 29, I mean, there's no Jordan, there's no Pena. Hell, Jake got hurt midway. Zach Short got inspired. Hummel got inspired. Like, it is just insane what they did. Christian Walker hadn't been hitting worth a damn all season. And then he waltzes in there and just goes off. Cam Smith is coming, folks. But it is insane what the number they did on the Dodgers. You can't tell me the Dodgers weren't kind of ready. Like, the Astros are a get up team, right? Like, even if Jordan wasn't there, you can't tell me they were just like, hell, it's the Astros. There's a rivalry there. There's a feel from your fan base towards the Astros. And they couldn't do nothing.
Well, you're talking about, when you talk about the Dodgers, like right now, you could look at the Astros lineup, and with the exception of Altuve, a pitcher could come in and pitch really, really well, and it's just going to be another good outing by a good pitcher. Because they're so, like, where I'm going with, the Dodgers got a bunch of bats in their lineup that aren't guys that take days off. They're all-stars, man. They're some of the best in the game. I mean, throughout. These aren't guys that just take series off. These are guys that play the entire season and play at an all-star level for year after year after year. There's no way around it. That was, whether you're talking about the Gusto start, the McCullers start, the fact that overall they outscored them, by 23 runs, whatever the hell that is. It was an unbelievable weekend for the Astros, and we hadn't mentioned this, Ron, but they have put themselves in a spot. They are 13-2 against division winners. I mean, division leaders, because they had won the division. They have played the other teams that are leading in the other divisions right now, and they are 13-2 against those teams. I mean, they aren't. This isn't one of those played a week schedule, and they're just kind of flying under the radar.
No, they're playing. Thus far is the toughest part of their schedule. You know, after this is the easiest part of their schedule.
Right.
Yeah, this was, they swept the first place Phillies, scoring 5 runs. They just swept the first place, what many people believe the best team in baseball, the Dodgers, scoring 29 runs. And then in the middle, they took 2 of 3 from the Cubs at home there. Like
they won a series
stretch
against Detroit. The leader?
Yep.
Who's leading the other division?
I can't remember what they've done with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have just gone off here of late.
They won the division.
They have just gone past the Yankees. Mean, they are going off.
They won the series against the Blue Jays, though.
Yeah. Old George Springer's been on a tear.
Yeah. By the way, that All-Star thing, Bregman and Tucker made the All-Star team. Both.
How about that?
No surprise.
Right. Paredes is one we haven't talked about. There may have been some thoughts that Paredes could have made this thing. Bregman made it. Probably Devers messed it up.
Boston.
No.
Damn, Raph.
No.
It's got to be on their steaming, man.
No.
So, made that. All right. Thanks for that. Every time gets me. Coming up, Dalton Schultz. Should he be the one that is reaping the biggest benefit of anybody on this offense with all the changes? We'll discuss him and what we believe he should be showing next year for the Texans. That's coming up next.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.